Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and the investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you 2010 half year consolidated results. A question and answer session will follow after the presentation. Now, I hand over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Thank you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending the De'Longhi press conference. The results for the first half of 2010 have been very strong, with a very strong second quarter following a good first quarter. As a consequence, in the six months, the De'Longhi Group marked an improvement of 9.4% year-on-year, reaching 651 million in the six months in sales. Good performance of the net industrial margin, increasing to 290 million and going up in percentage from 42%-44.6%. As a consequence of the margin improvement, the EBITDA grew from 48 million-66 million in 2010, and the EBITDA margin went from 8.1%-10.2%. Even more importantly, the net debt decreased to 70 million, down by 159 million, 12 months ago, and down 47 million from year-end ownership. The group has strongly improved its European and global market share, and has achieved good results in a still quite difficult macroeconomic environment, where we saw an improvement and resilience in Germany and certain Central European countries. Also, good performance of Asian and Australian markets, while we saw still signs of weakness in Spain and difficult Italian market, also difficult Dutch, Belgian market. In the end, we saw a good turnaround in the British market. Still, signs are quite unclear, and the group has achieved its performance mainly to the improvement of its market share, thanks to the success of the new products, improving the product mix, and particularly with regards to coffee makers and food preparation products for the household division. While on the professional, the performance was driven by the larger air conditioning systems. Looking at the performance by division, sales for the household division are up approximately 12% versus last year, while professional is slightly negative. We are very pleased with both performances above expectations and guideline. Actually, household performed better than expectations, while professional has been fairly aligned with our expectation to be flat, which we deem to be a very good performance, considering still the very difficult situation of the housing, the new housing, new commercial developments in the industry. Both divisions all improved EBITDA. Household reaching 11% EBITDA in the 6 months, and professional improving also the EBITDA, going up to 8.8%. And in terms of geography, as already mentioned, we suffered a bit in the Italian market, which is still very difficult, but the decrease has been mainly to the difficult market condition for the professional division, while the other difficult market has been United States, Canada, and Mexico, due to a poor performance of air conditioning in the first 6 months. Good performance in the rest of the world, growing at 30%, good performance of Britain, growing at 24%, and also very positive performance of other European markets, growing at 11%. In terms of analysis of the financial of the financial situation, we have performed nicely in terms of cash cash flow, thanks to still good control of inventories, and also using self-financing from suppliers. And thanks to the combination of the improvement in the working capital, the good cash flow from working capital, and also the cash flow from operations and the profitability of the group, we were able to reduce the debt and bring down the net financial position to 70 million. Considering that the group has mid-long-term financing in place for 125 million at the time being, we can consider a company with a cash position for approximately 50 million. In terms of human resources, a slight increase in household due to the new branches, and also to the some increase in the production to face the strong demand of cooking and cooking products and coffee makers. I have no more comments, and I'd like to open the session for Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your questions by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mr. Dino Catena from Equita SIM. Mr. Catena, please.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, everybody. I got a couple of questions. First of all, could you please give us some color about, let's say, current market conditions? So I was wondering, let's say, what kind of trend you saw in July, and what kind, let's say, of trend are you seeing now in August?
Yeah, although we are still prudent about the year end sales due to the market condition, we can say that the company performed very well in July and August. So for the time being, sales are very positive. Although we hear signs of slowdown of the economy in the United States, and also some difficult European markets, also mixed signs from the financial community, but so far sales for the group have been strong in, say, in the in July and August as well.
So it is fair to assume that actually July and August have performed more or less in line with the first stage 2010?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. And secondly, I was wondering, let's say the your capabilities to increase prices going forward, also considering, let's say, the negative effect we are probably going to see in 2011 due to the appreciation of the dollar versus the euro. Do you have any space to improve prices, or do you perceive tougher market conditions to increase prices?
Yes, obviously. We think that it would be probably necessary to pass on to the market price increases beginning of next year, in order to offset the exchange rates. However, it's still quite unclear what could be a rate or a trend for the dollar. We have seen a very strong movements down from 150 beginning of the year, then below 120 for a few days, and then up again to 1.33. So at this point, we have continued in our hedging strategy. We want to work with a hedged position in order to protect margins and to have stability for the commercial teams. However, it's not yet clear. We want to understand a bit further what can be the trend of the dollar over the next couple of months. But we assume that in case the dollar should stay at this level, let's say 127, we will pass on to the market price increase in order to offset and protect the profitability. We believe that the strength of the products, the strength of the group, particularly in the kitchen segment and and also in the comfort, portable comfort, will put us in good position in order to be able to pass on to the market, also thanks to innovations and new products, to pass on to the market a price increase.
And how much have you hedged for 2011, if a part at least has been already hedged?
For 2011, approximately one-third of our dollar.
Net exposure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and finally, my last question is about provisions, because the level of provisions we saw in first stage 2010, around 15 million, it seems to me a bit high. I was wondering for the full year 2010, what can be a reasonable assumption?
I think that... yes, it is true. We have provisions approximately 5 million more than
exactly.
Last year.
Yeah.
Provision where, due to some credits, and also some funds for warranty. For the warranty of products, and also some other funds. So in the end, we have increased our funds due to this, mainly to these items.
And for the full year, what?
Team are not recurring. So we think that for the full year, we don't think that we will have, let's say, we can expect. To have another, two quarters with more funds to be accrued. So we think that this is a one-time accrual, and we expect in the second half the accruals to be more aligned with the past.
Okay. And sorry if I may, just a final question about tax rate. Again, for the full year 2010, what could be a reasonable, let's say, assumption?
We're fairly aligned with last year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Filippo Prini from Banca Leonardo. Mr. Prini, please.
Yeah, good evening to everybody. I got two questions, if I may. The first one is referred to the free cash generation. It was very strong in the second quarter of this year. Just wondering if you can give some indication about your expectation in terms of free cash generation and then of the net debt for the end of the year, and if the result of second quarter was benefit also from some factoring effect. The second question is on your outlook. Just wondering if you are now more positive than maybe a quarter ago on your expectation for the full year, and your maybe some color on regarding your cautiousness on the margin evolution for the second part of the year. Thank you.
In terms of cash generation, we believe that we can still generate cash in the second half of the year. Obviously, the cash generation will probably come more from, let's say, the profitability of the company rather than from management of working capital. In the sense that we have achieved already very good results in terms of reducing the working capital, and now we're working in order to maintain these levels of working capital. And we believe that, however, we can generate further cash thanks to the profitability that traditionally is better for the group in the second half. So in this perspective, we feel confident that we can still generate more cash in the second half. In terms of guidance for the second half, we have already announced today that we have good numbers in the month of July. We have good numbers also so far in August. So we feel quite comfortable about performing fairly well in the third quarter. Obviously, our business, as said many times, doesn't have a great visibility in the longer term. So still, we don't know what can be the performance in the fourth quarter. But we feel that, in principle, products are working pretty well, and we don't see major risks of fall down in the fourth quarter. We have also to consider that the fourth quarter last year has been a good quarter for us, so probably we're going to have also a more difficult comparison in the fourth quarter. However, we're very pleased with the performance of the group, the market shares, and the products, the main products, and also we have more launches in the fourth quarter, and great support in terms of advertising, great support in terms of promo activities. Therefore, we feel comfortable about being able to perform well in the market.
Okay, thank you. Forgive me just for a follow-up on the first question. I get that you are very satisfied with the level you achieved in terms of reduction net working capital, and maybe you believe that this is a very good and sustainable level in terms of incidence on sales also for the next part of the year.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may press star one to make a question. New question from Mr. Andrea Bonfà from Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfà, please.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I got several questions. I would like to go back on the provision and on non-recurring charges, first of all. But since we haven't got much visibility on these items, apart from the guidance that you can disclose to us, in 2009 you had 24 million almost of provisions, of which most have been charged in the second half of 2009. I mean, shall we expect a decline by year end, and I mean, which has a significant drop in the second half of the year, or what is the figures that you expect on this precise item by year end? Sorry if I insist on this point, because I mean, your result without the increasing provision in the second quarter of the year would have been terrific. I mean, so it's important to understand what's your policy on this specific item. And I would like to know also some indication on the non-recurring charges, which last year were 30 million, this year were 2.9, if you can elaborate on that, and what are your expectations by year end. As far as also raw material concern, we got on one side the dollar to recover, if you want, on your number for 2011. And if you can elaborate maybe a little bit on the raw material, because it seems there is some inflation on that point. If I may, on the dividend, regardless of what will be the net profit for 2010, will you maintain the same payout, or you can even expand it, or what is your policy on that front? If I may, also on the financial charges, we saw that there were some Forex impact on your financial charge in the first half. Can you confirm still approximately 25 million of overall financial charges for 2010, which is what Mr. Micheli more or less has been given to us? And if I may also, if it's possible to have the amount of securitization in the first half, just to understand what's the actual impact on the net debt. Thank you very much. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Now, yes.
Yeah. Okay. On the provisions, we think that sometimes it's difficult to foresee what can be the provision necessary for the year. However, we believe that we understand that the provision for the 6 months have been high, and been higher than the year before. And therefore, we think that this should be exceptional. And we think that in the second half, we should have, I would assume, provisions more or less aligned with the second half last year, and hopefully even lower. Second question about the raw materials. The trend in the raw materials has already started to impact the cost of goods sold, and will further impact in the second half the cost of goods sold. So we believe that the inflationary trend is now more stable, and therefore we think that the major impact in the future for us will come from exchange rates. We always said that as a company we buy in dollar and sell in the euro area for approximately with a delta of approximately $400 million, so we are we have to cover the new exchange rate in order to with the price increase to protect the profitability in case that the dollar will be lower as we think lower in the next year versus what we're experiencing this year. And in the past. The third question is about the dividend policy. We have no information to pass on dividends so far. This will be considered probably next year. And the fourth question is about the financial charges. And we think that the financial charges should be aligned with the guidance that has been provided by Mr. Micheli in the past. And the last question is about the securitization. And our intention is to have a stable policy for securitization. And in the 6 months, at the end of June, we have increased our securitization by almost 10 million versus the year before. And we believe that probably we'll have a securitization program in place at year-end, which is fairly aligned with the year before, let's say plus 10, minus 10 versus the year before. So what we are doing, we are consider also the level of debt that now is fairly low. We will certainly not stress the securitization, overutilize the securitization in the second half.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. If I may, I mean, given the trends on your net debt side, which is, I mean, dramatically falling, I mean, you are in a position where you can, you could consider, I mean, external acquisition. Is that something you are looking at, or what is your thought about it?
No, obviously we know that we are in the market. We believe that acquisition may be very important. I think that the group has a good success story with acquisitions. Certainly, Kenwood is a very good example for us, and we think that we could have obviously an opportunity for acquisition in the future, provided that we find a company with an interesting geography, a good brand, and maybe good product know-how and complementarity. At the time being, there is nothing should materialize, and therefore we have nothing to announce.
Thank you very much.
There are no more questions. Hello, sorry. A new question now from Mr. Andrea Boffa from Banca Aletti. Mr. Aletti, please.
Sorry to bother you again. If I may, any indication on the tax rate? Is the 37% more or less of the first half a good indication for year end?
No, we said that a good indication is the tax rate that we had last year.
Okay, thank you.
Approximately 38.
There are no more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.
So thank you for attending the Longhi conference. Bye-bye.